Donald Trump confirmed this morning that ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson is his pick for Secretary of State. But opposition to Tillerson's nomination is already mounting, with critics saying he's too close to Vladimir Putin and that Tillerson has no government experience. Former Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine tweeted, "Tillerson for Secretary of State? What's next? Climate change deniers for EPA and energy? Oh, wait." Joining us now is someone who thinks Tillerson could be successful, Suzanne Maloney, Deputy Director of the Foreign Policy Program at the Brookings Institution and a former Middle East advisor at ExxonMobil. Suzanne, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much.
And you say that some of the criticism of Rex Tillerson is unfair. Why?
Well, I think what people are judging are his position, his longstanding role at ExxonMobil, as well as making presumptions about his relationship with Vladimir Putin based on his business activities in Russia. I think that there's a bit of a knee-jerk reaction and almost instinctive opposition to someone who comes from a corporate background on the presumption that that sort of person really doesn't know anything about foreign policy. My experience says otherwise.
Well, and tell us more about your experience with Rex Tillerson or with ExxonMobil that leads you to believe he'd be a good candidate.
Well, I worked at ExxonMobil with an enormous number of smart people, people who had long experience in the region in which they worked. They understood quite a bit about regional dynamics, about internal dynamics of the countries in which they did business. And they had, I think, a very important lens on U.S. policy toward different parts of the world. As a result of that experience, I think, in a sense, we shouldn't rule out the ability of corporate types to understand the world around them. Their business depends on a deep and nuanced appreciation of the political context in which they do business. I look at Mr. Tillerson's experience in Russia as one that can be quite valuable. He knows how difficult the environment is there. He managed to both secure deals and steward projects over a long period of time in an environment that isn't typically very hospitable to American entities.
Well, let's listen to some of the criticism about Tillerson and his ties to Vladimir Putin. This is John McCain, Arizona Senator John McCain, Republican, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday.
He has such a close personal relationship with Vladimir Putin, and obviously they've done enormous deals together, that would color his approach to Vladimir Putin and the Russian threat.
And Tillerson did, in fact, get a medal from President Putin. So that doesn't concern you at all, given the dynamics between the U.S. and Russia right now?
I think Mr. Tillerson obviously ought to be asked about all of the details of his personal relationship with Vladimir Putin in any confirmation hearings. However, I think the presumption that simply because there was personal contact between them that they're somehow best friends is a little bit quick to judgment. In effect, doing business in a country doesn't mean a close personal relationship. It requires some mutual respect, but it does not entail a compromise of principles. And my experience with ExxonMobil, as well as my, sort of vantage point here in Washington, both at the State Department as well as my time here at Brookings, leaves me to believe that there is, in fact, a capacity to interact with other countries in a way that involves, an enormous retention of the principles by which one lives without necessarily violating them.
You brought up the fact that Tillerson comes from corporate America and that there's nothing inherently wrong with putting somebody from corporate America at the State Department. But do you think that there is something specifically upsetting to people about the head of an oil company?
I have no doubt that ExxonMobil in particular and the oil industry in general tends to generate very strong views, and I understand those views. I think, again, these are issues that should be dealt with in any confirmation process. But I don't think that simply because someone comes from a background in energy, that means that they're somehow invalidated from having any capacity to make fair and reasonable judgments on foreign policy issues. In fact, I think to do business in a company as diversified and complex with operations as spread out around the world as a company like ExxonMobil, you really do have to understand the realities of the world in which you live. And on that basis, I think that Tillerson could be a very good choice for Secretary of State.
Do you think that he can win confirmation? Because we've already seen a number of senators raise some questions, especially about his ties to Putin.
I think that he's certainly going to have a tough hearing. There's no question that there are concerns about both his energy background, his ties to Putin. I think that there is an overall suspicion toward someone who has not had direct government experience in the past. But I don't think that any of these criteria should be used to invalidate Mr. Tillerson's nomination. I think, in fact, that there is some real utility to having someone who comes from a managerial background, someone who has seen the world through a different lens, and can, in fact, contribute to American foreign policy in that way.
That's Suzanne Maloney, Deputy Director of the Foreign Policy Program at the Brookings Institution and a former Middle East advisor at ExxonMobil, talking with us about Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. Suzanne Maloney, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.